So imagine dropping like a simple lemon wedge on your brand new, incredibly expensive floor, and you're just watching the stone literally dissolve right before your eyes.
Oh, yeah, it is a total nightmare scenario. But, you know, it happens. Are you tiptoeing around your kitchen or are you actually living in it? Welcome to today's deep dive.
Right, because you might think choosing a floor is just picking out the prettiest pattern. But this one decision fundamentally alters your budget, your daily cleaning routine, and, well, how you actually act in your own house.
Exactly. So our mission today is to help you decode a massive interior design dilemma using a really comprehensive guide from Unica, which covers marble versus tiles. We are stripping away all that aesthetic jargon to help you make the absolute smartest choice for your space.
Right, the absolute smartest choice. Because to really understand how these materials survive, you know, a dropped coffee mug or muddy shoes, we first have to look at how they are actually born.
Yeah, the contrast in their origins really explains everything. I mean, marble is a natural metamorphic stone, meaning it's a rock made primarily of calcium carbonate, right? And it's been fundamentally changed by immense heat and pressure deep inside the earth.
Over millions of years, right?
Millions of years, exactly. Whereas tiles, whether we are talking ceramic, porcelain, or vitrified, they are engineered. So they start as natural materials like clay and silica, but then they are shaped and fired in these massive high-temperature kilns.
Okay, so marble is basically this geological snowflake. Like it's Mother Nature's unique fingerprint where no two slabs will ever look exactly alike.
Yeah, that is a great way to put it. And on the flip side, tiles are more like flawless, highly controlled digital clones.
Right. But wait, if marble is born from nature, doesn't it carry like nature's vulnerability?
It absolutely does. And the engineering behind tiles is specifically designed to eliminate those exact vulnerabilities.
Okay, hold on. Wait, I have to push back here. A literal rock pulled out of a mountain is somehow weaker than clay baked in a factory. I mean, that sounds completely backwards.
I know, it sounds totally counterintuitive, but if we look at the Mohs hardness scale, the science tells a very clear story. Marble is surprisingly really soft. It ranks between a 3 and a 5.
Oh, wow. Only a 3 or 4.
Yeah, up to a 5. In real terms, that means it can be easily scratched by just, a stray piece of grit stuck to the bottom of your shoe or even just dropping your keys. But high quality tiles rank much harder.
Like, where's 8?
Yeah, around a 7 or an 8, meaning they could completely shrug off a dropped chef's knife without a single mark.
Okay, so the clone completely beats the snowflake in a physical fight. But what about that lemon wedge I mentioned earlier?
Right, the lemon wedge. So that brings us to the chemistry of what we call etching. Remember, marble is made of calcium carbonate. So when highly acidic everyday items, like lemon juice, vinegar, or even just a splash of wine hit that calcium carbonate, they chemically react. The acid literally eats away at the surface.
Which leaves those permanent, really dull marks everywhere.
Exactly. You can't just wipe it away. It physically etches into the stone.
Ouch. And the tiles, how do they handle the acid?
Well, this is where that kiln process changes the whole game. When tiles, particularly porcelain or vitrified ones, are baked at thousands of degrees, the intense heat actually turns the clay almost glass-like.
Oh, so it melted together.
Pretty much. It physically fuses the particles together and completely seals up the microscopic pores where liquids usually hide out.
Which is why they don't stain.
Right. That is why high-end porcelain boasts a water absorption rate of below 0.5%. So, yeah, it won't stain or react to your salad dressing at all.
So if a dropped lemon wedge or like a splash of wine is going to permanently scar my calcium carbonate floor, I am guessing marble is just a terrible idea for a kitchen.
Honestly, you would just be setting yourself up for constant stress. It really comes down to matching the material's chemistry to the activity level of the actual room.
Right, which makes total sense. So marble belongs in those low-impact, high-prestige areas.
Exactly. Think your grand entrance halls, formal living rooms, or, decorative feature walls. You put it where people look at it, not where they spill spaghetti sauce on it.
Yeah, keep it away from the sauce.
Oof.
And tiles are for the messy zones.
Yes, tiles are essential for wet, high-traffic zones. Kitchens, bathrooms, mudrooms. You really need that slip resistance and that baked-in stain proofing where everyday life just gets messy.
Okay, but what if I really want the prestige of marble in my bathroom? But, you know I am going to spill makeup or mouthwash all over it. I have seen those porcelain tiles that look exactly like stone. Are those like a legitimate cheat code or is there a catch?
Well, they are a very smart, practical alternative, but Yeah, there is a trade-off. The kiln process gives you the durability of the clone, right? But those printed tile surfaces, they kind of lack the authentic, natural, light-reflecting depth of real stone.
Yeah.
It is a picture on a tile, essentially.
Right, so it doesn't have that translucent glow.
Exactly. If your main priority is that rich, premium authenticity, that feeling of walking on a literal piece of the earth, there is just no true substitute for real marble.
So your decision really ultimately comes down to natural, high-maintenance prestige on one hand versus
yeah.
engineered, stress-free practicality on the other.
That is the perfect summary. If we connect this back to the bigger picture, the materials you choose fundamentally shape your daily routines and, honestly, just how relaxed you feel in your own home.
Right, which begs a really fascinating psychological question for you to mull over as we wrap up.
Yeah.
If you install a luxurious, highly sensitive floor, who is really serving who?
That is a great point.
Right. Like, is your home there to support your messy, chaotic life?
Yeah.
Or have you suddenly become a full-time bodyguard for your living room floor?